This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO: 40 million children use tobacco as youth nicotine addiction crisis escalates. The World Health Organization has issued an urgent call to governments worldwide to protect children from tobacco and nicotine addiction, as new data reveal at least 40 million children aged 13 to 15 currently use tobacco products globally. The appeal comes as youth adoption of e-cigarettes and nicotine pouches continues to rise, threatening to create a new generation dependent on nicotine. 40 million children aged 13 to 15 use tobacco products worldwide, according to WHO's 2026 World No Tobacco Day report. Youth tobacco use by product type. Prevalence among 13 to 15-year-olds globally. 2024, traditional cigarettes, 68%, e-cigarettes, vapes, 24%, nicotine pouches, 8%. Source: WHO Global Youth Tobacco Survey 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Rising e-cigarette use among adolescents. The WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control highlights growing concern over youth adoption of newer nicotine products, particularly e-cigarettes and oral nicotine pouches. While traditional cigarette use among teenagers has declined in many countries, these alternative products are rapidly gaining popularity among young users who may not perceive them as harmful. Data from WHO's Global Youth Tobacco Survey indicate that e-cigarette use among 13 to 15-year-olds has increased by 43% since 2019 across monitored countries. The organization warns that aggressive marketing of these products on social media platforms specifically targets adolescents through appealing flavors and sleek designs. Government action needed to protect children. WHO's World No Tobacco Day 2026 campaign emphasizes the urgent need for comprehensive tobacco control policies that address both traditional and emerging nicotine products. The organization calls for stricter regulation of flavored tobacco products and enhanced enforcement of age verification systems for online sales. Many governments have implemented partial restrictions, but WHO argues that fragmented approaches leave loopholes that tobacco companies exploit. The organization advocates for complete bans on tobacco advertising near schools and stronger penalties for retailers who sell nicotine products to minors. Health consequences of early nicotine exposure. Research published in JAMA Pediatrics demonstrates that nicotine exposure during adolescence can permanently alter brain development and increase susceptibility to addiction. The teenage brain remains particularly vulnerable to nicotine's effects until approximately age 25, making early intervention crucial. WHO emphasizes that many young users are unaware of nicotine's addictive potential, particularly in newer product formats. The organization notes that adolescents who use any nicotine product are 3 times more likely to become adult smokers, perpetuating the cycle of tobacco dependence. Worldwide, at least 40 million children aged 13 to 15 use tobacco products, with youth adoption of e-cigarettes and nicotine pouches continuing to rise despite global tobacco control efforts. World Health Organization, World No Tobacco Day 2026 report. Key takeaways: 40 million children aged 13 to 15 worldwide currently use tobacco products, according to WHO data. E-cigarette use among adolescents has increased 43% since 2019 across monitored countries, whose any nicotine product are 3 times more likely to become adult smokers. Comprehensive tobacco control policies must address both traditional and emerging nicotine products. Frequently asked questions: are e-cigarettes safer for teenagers than traditional cigarettes? No tobacco or nicotine product is safe for adolescents. While e-cigarettes may contain fewer toxic chemicals than traditional cigarettes, they still deliver addictive nicotine that can harm the developing teenage brain and increase the risk of future tobacco dependence. Why are young people particularly vulnerable to nicotine addiction? The adolescent brain continues developing until approximately age 25, making it especially susceptible to nicotine's addictive effects. Young people can develop dependence more quickly than adults and may experience stronger withdrawal symptoms when trying to quit. What can parents do to prevent their children from using nicotine products? Parents should maintain open conversations about the risks of all nicotine products, monitor their children's social media exposure to tobacco marketing, and be aware of newer product formats like nicotine pouches that may be less recognizable than traditional cigarettes. The WHO's call for action ahead of World No Tobacco Day underscores the need for coordinated global efforts to prevent a new generation from falling into nicotine addiction. As traditional tobacco control measures prove insufficient against evolving products and marketing strategies, governments must adapt their regulatory approaches to protect children from all forms of nicotine dependence. The organization continues to work with member states to develop comprehensive policies that address the full spectrum of tobacco and nicotine products threatening youth health worldwide. Source: WHO urges governments to protect young people from addiction to tobacco and nicotine products.